Say Big & Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole. From the Hit Killers Podcast,
Koberger, you may have heard the name here a time or two. The suspect of the killings of the 4 University of Idaho students made an appearance in court just the other day as his legal team continued their attempts to challenge the indictment against him. Koberger, who was consistently denied involvement in the November murders, attended the hearing dressed in an orange jumpsuit. A notable departure from his usual formal attire during past appearances. The wardrobe choice was reportedly made at Koberger's own request, according to his defense attorneys.
Why? You know, I don't want to sit and talk about Koberger's fashion choices here, but why? We've seen him in some really nice looking suits that look like they were tailor made for him. Why are we doing orange now?
I'm going to guess because it will elicit more pity from people who look at him and go, look at him. He's in an orange jumpsuit. And he has a bit of a following. It's not like Karen Reed, and I don't think it ever will be. I think it's going to really kind of be a basket of deplorables, so to speak, of the ones that are going to be standing by his side in a weird cultish type way. At the heart of the hearing was a motion filed by the defense asking the court to dismiss the indictment on the grounds of alleged irregularities in the grand jury process. The defense argued that the indictment process may have been compromised, suggesting it did not meet the necessary legal standards. We believe there are significant issues with how the grand jury was convened and the information they were provided, Koberger's defense team stated during the hearing. Judge John Judge, who presided over several proceedings in the case, denied the defense's request. In his ruling, Judge noted, I can't wait for the new judge to be on this thing, noted that there was no substantial evidence to suggest that the grand jury has been improperly influenced or that the indictment should be dismissed. The court has found no merit in the defense's claims. The grand jury proceedings were conducted properly and the indictment stands, Judge John Judge said in the response to the motion by the judge, whose name has also happened to be John. The decision represents a setback for Koberger's defense, which has been seeking to identify flaws in the investigation and the legal procedures leading up to the trial, basically because he doesn't have a defense. Despite the denial of the motion, the defense signaled that they would continue to explore other avenues of defense as they prepare for trial. They have consistently pointed to possible investigative errors, including the handling of evidence and the timeline of the investigation. Koberger's trial is expected to attract widespread attention given the high-profile nature of the case. The killings of the University of Idaho students in November, of course, sent shockwaves through that small college town in Moscow, Idaho, and through the rest of the nation. Koberger is looking to be in court, I believe, in the beginning of June, correct?
I think so, yeah. No. Well, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something else comes up. One of the families has started a GoFundMe account to pay for, I guess, travel expenses for them to go to the new county.
Yep.
Because it's 400 miles from where they live. So they're looking for expenses, which I totally get. They've raised, at the time of this recording, about $10,000.
Yeah, the Gonsalves family.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, they're trying to raise money because they're going to be there for God knows how long, more than a month. And it's 400 miles away. And that's not a cheap ask to do of anybody, even, and it is your kids. It's that's virtually impossible unless you have the funds to do it, unless you're going to sell your house and move over there. So, yeah, check that out. Do you have the address for the GoFundMe on that?
I don't, but I can certainly get it and we can post it on our links. I just think their lives have been uprooted enough. It makes me sad. I understand why they have moved the trial, but it really makes it difficult for these families.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, 28,000 as of this recording. So when I looked earlier,
29,000 as of my looking at it.
Oh dear.
You look for, if you're going to go GoFundMe, help Kaylee Gonzalez's family attend trial. That's what it's called. Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-E-E, Gonzalez is G-O-N-C-A-L-V-E-S, to help donate to that GoFundMe.
And so, somebody gave $5,000. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
People are really great, you know?
Yeah. And that family needs it to get out there, and they're very sincere in their ask. You know, they said, we would not do this if we did not have to. So yeah, check that out. Help Kaylee Gonzalez's family attend trial. That's on GoFundMe, and yeah, let's help them out and help them get to see justice for their daughter.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.